From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korea's president went into action Saturday after being caught off guard by President Trump's abrupt cancellation of his June 12th summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
President Moon Jae-in called the decision regrettable and said it left him perplexed. But Trump quickly softened his tone on the cancellation following an unusually restrained response from Pyongyang. Moon and Kim held a surprise second summit at the border village of Panmunjom Saturday. Analysts say Moon was likely trying to confirm Kim's willingness to enter nuclear negotiations with Trump and to clarify what steps Kim has in mind in the process of denuclearization. U.S. officials have talked about a comprehensive one-shot deal in which North Korea fully eliminates its nuclear weapons first and receives rewards later. Kim has called for a phased process in which every action he takes is rewarded. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An American who had been held as a prisoner in Venezuela since the summer of 2016 is now back in the United States. Joshua Holt and his Venezuelan wife and daughter arrived in the U.S. accompanied by Senator Bob Corker, who helped negotiate their release. Holt and his wife have been imprisoned in Venezuela for 2 years on charges of concealing weapons, a charge they deny. Corker met with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro for talks on Friday. United Nations Children's Fund warning the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo threatens the health and well-being of children. They say special care must be taken to help them survive. Previous outbreaks of Ebola have shown high levels of trauma for children. This is VOA News.